I'm Tom Hall. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. 3 weeks ago, theater critic J. Wynn Russick reviewed Commander, the first play in this year's Baltimore Playwrights Festival. This morning, she tells us about the second offering in the festival, a new play called Saving Myself for Steve Martin.
Single women actively seeking sex. Those words appear on a sign on stage at the Strand Theater's production of Saving Myself for Steve Martin. SWAS, the awkward acronym on the sign, is a support group. Over the next 80 minutes or so, we hear from the group's newest member. Eve is a 45-year-old just-divorced mother of an adolescent daughter. Anne V. Wixon, author of Saving Myself for Steve Martin, structures this Baltimore Playwrights Festival selection as a series of monthly group meetings from September through May. It's a structure that's rather formulaic and at times repetitive. At each meeting, Eve, the sole character in the play, gives a report on her progress, or regress, in her quest for hookups. She has frequent furious rants against the husband who dumped her, but she has sweet reminiscences of her first husband, who died 2 years after they were married. These suggest that this single woman might be seeking more than just sex. Karen Rosniczak plays Eve as enthusiastic, verging on hyper, and with a strong, self-deprecating sense of humor. At the first meeting, Eve admits she's been out of the dating pool so long, she doesn't know how to get back in.
How do I even get to the naked stage? I don't even know where to meet men, let alone strip naked for them. What are the rules? Have they changed? How do I dress? If it's okay for Paris Hilton to wear a belt as a skirt, can I? Who pays for what? What do I talk about? Where do you even go on a first date?
If anyone in the support group has any advice, we don't find out. Eve and the script barely acknowledge the group's presence. Forging boldly ahead on her own, Eve goes on a blind date with a guy who turns out to be more like Prince Alarming than Prince Charming.
I had planned on dazzling him with witty conversation on the ride to the restaurant, but I never got the chance. He told me I wasn't as ugly as he had imagined, but that a few years certainly do make a difference in the waistline, don't they?
Her date's criticism of her appearance brings up a casting and costume problem. Director Miriam Bazansky has found a very warm, sympathetic, and attractive actress in Karen Rosniczak. No matter how much Eve complains about her looks or rails against 20-year-olds running around in their low-rise jeans, Rosniczak looks fabulous in her low-rise jeans. At the very least, she needs a frumpier costume. In another respect, the production looks just fine. Saving Myself for Steve Martin is being performed at Church & Company, a former church in Hamden. With the audience seated on an array of mismatched chairs, the venue feels like the setting for a support group. There are several passages that showcase playwright Wixon's writing skill. Eve's account of Christmas with her first husband is endearing, and a romantic scene gone wrong near the end of the play is genuinely funny. The title, by the way, shows up at the group's March meeting. Fed up with her dating experiences, Eve decides she'll wait for someone intelligent, funny, cultured, attractive, and so far out of my reach I will never meet him. That is, Steve Martin. The idea and the title feel a bit forced. Saving Myself for Steve Martin isn't the only one-woman show about a single mother returning to the dating world. A few seasons back, Olney Theater Center staged Bad Dates by Teresa Rebick, best known for the TV series Smash. Rebick, however, incorporated a full-fledged plot into her play. But the Baltimore Playwrights Festival isn't just a showcase for polished work. It's also a forum to identify talent. At this point, Saving Myself for Steve Martin may be more a collection of stories, closer to journal entries, than a fully realized play. But the script contains some sharp writing and character development, and that's a promising start.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Theater critic J. Wynn Russick. Saving Myself for Steve Martin is part of the Baltimore Theater Festival. It's at the Strand Theater until Sunday. More information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall, and you're listening to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. Coming up after a break, conversation with the Baltimore author Madeline Misko. She's got a new novel. Stay with us.
And I am too sexy for Milan, too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. And I am too sexy for your party, too sexy for your party, the way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk.